Okay, we'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You are tuned in to WPCA Radio 93.1 and you are listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We are located in downtown Amory, Wisconsin, God's country up here in northwestern Wisconsin. My name is Mike Murtha and the co-host tonight again is Eddie Schmidt. We are members of a group called Trigger Happy and we are celebrating 40 years of performing music together. And there's a party at Ed's tonight and you're all invited. Don't bring a thing, just show up. We'll give you directions.
Don't bring a thing.
You're all invited, folks. We're going to celebrate a little bit here. But anyhow, our show tonight will feature a new guest again. We are excited and welcome Dwayne Werner. Dwayne is from River Falls, Wisconsin. Grew up in the Spring Valley area. He'll be sharing some music. It'll be live music, folks, and some lively stories. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's do it, yes. Again, I want to say this is Trigger Happy Memories, and welcome everybody. We're glad you're tuned in, and we've got a new guest again, like we talked about. But first, I'm going to say hello to Eddie Schmidt. How are you, Eddie?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Mike?
Good. Yes, excited to be here again. We're coming up on 8 years of doing this, believe it or not. And
8 years of doing this, and 40 years of working together.
I know. That's it's amazing. It's all good. It's been a wonderful ride, a wonderful journey. The music has taken us. We're not done yet either.
No,
we had an interesting, little different schedule the last couple of weeks. We played in Roberts for a Spring Fling Senior Dance Luncheon that was sponsored by the ADRC. It's a county program, and we entertained for an hour and a half. People ate, and we've done about five of those now, Eddie. Midday like that, and we get to eat too. We get paid. You know, I wish we could have found those gigs years ago, but
that's the hours we like to have.
Yeah, and we played at the radio station here last week, celebrating 20 years of WPCA radio being on air here. That was a lot of fun. We had Rex Cactus was here, Clarion, and Greg, of course. Yep. Paul Hendricks was here, Bill Gnatzik, and Gay.
Yeah,
came over, and that was a good party.
Quite a party. Quite a party Bob throws here.
Yes. And then we had a 80th birthday party we did on Sunday in Amory. That was fun, too. We had Reeland Grove play drums with us. Played very, very well. It was just fun to hang out with Reeland. And then we were in town on the next day.
Yeah.
On Monday, we played at the Amory Memory Care.
Yep.
And I invited everybody from our group and some from the past of our group and on and on. Six of us showed up there, which a six-piece band playing at a nursing home. My brother John shows up, kind of unannounced. I invited him, but I'm so glad he made it. And Greg Wheeler from Eau Claire came up, and that was fun to see him. And of course, Gay was there singing. So we've kind of did a little different journey on this last couple weeks, but lots of fun.
Yep.
But anyhow, I'm going to say hello to our guest. We have Dwayne Werner. Dwayne, how you doing?
Doing good tonight.
Good. Glad you're up here, and we thank you so much for taking the time to do this with us.
Thank you for the invitation. It's a neat program you got here. Honored to be on it.
Well, thank you very much. I know some of the guests we've had in the past you are friends with, and you John talked here a couple times.
Yep.
And you are living in River Falls, been there for a number of years.
Yeah, just over 30 years.
Okay. But you grew up in the Spring Valley area?
Spring Valley, went to Spring Valley High School, yep.
Okay, did you live on the farm there?
We lived out in the country.
Okay.
My brother milked some cows there for a couple years, and
sure.
He moved off, but Dad always had beef cattle. So.
Okay, yeah. So it was a farm?
Yep.
Yep, yeah.
Yep.
And I know your brothers, I played music with Dennis for a while, and you said he's where now?
He's living over in Bloomer, Wisconsin.
Okay, sure. And we met you going way back to the Country Dam. Jerome Jacobs, who was the manager... No, I'm trying to think.
For the he was the manager at Indian Head.
Indian Head, yeah.
But he knew a lot of people from the Napaws.
That's right.
Usually the Napaws crew that came up there.
Yes, and you worked at the Napaws at that time.
I did for a while, yeah.
Sure, so there was a group of them, we called them the Nap Gang.
Yeah.
And they would come up, and that's where I first met you. And then we had mutual friends, of course, of John Turkelson and John Peterson, who was in our band for...
For a few years.
We called him Chester.
Yes.
Yeah, and he got to be good friends with your whole family.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he would come and stay for 2 or 3 days. And
yeah. He between gigs, if he had a midweek gig and then something again in the weekend, he didn't have anything to do at home. He'd just stay out there for a couple days, you know.
Yeah, so we're going to have you do some music, of course, but I just want to ask you how you got started. What are some of the roots of your learning music?
Well, I think it was the summer I was 9 years old. My older brother had an old guitar, and I was trying to teach myself some chords on that, and I finally got two chords, G and D, so I could play like Tom Dooley.
Okay.
That was the summer when I was 9 years old. So,
okay.
And then I've been playing guitar ever since.
Sure. And you played bass? I think.
Bass for many years in with the Short Brothers band.
Sure.
With John Turkelson, with a couple other bands, too.
Okay. Yeah,
so.
I saw him playing mandolin the other night, too, down on
working on that a little bit.
The mom night down
working
there at Roberts, yep.
Trying to work up little bluegrass stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get over to that thing. We'll talk about that, too. But I'm sure as your brothers were learning, too, you guys were playing together. I'm sure.
Right, and we were also all in band in school, so
we'd
all not just play guitars. We'd play, I'd play the saxophone. One brother would play the trumpet, and the other brother would play a baritone. We'd play old-time music.
Oh, nice.
So we had our own kind of mini polka band there.
Sure. I bet your folks enjoyed all that.
Yeah, that's how we got into chores, because Mom would want us to do chores. We'd start playing music instead, and we didn't have to do the chores. By the time we got done, it was too dark.
Oh, well, you were thinking there, weren't you? Well, let's have you sing a song, Dwayne.
All right. This is a Hoyt Axton tune. I saw him out in Santa Ana, California years ago, And he put on a great show there. It was hard to get into the place because all the doors were locked. He had to go find the back entrance that was still open. He was doing a first concert. And then I was talking to his bus driver before the first show was over. And we were sitting in his Hoyt's bus drinking Hoyt's beer when he come walking in after the first show.
Oh, boy. And yeah, you went in and you said you just wanted a hamburger, basically.
That's what I stopped for, but then I got a ticket later. And for the second show.
It
was a great show.
And then you sat and had some...
had a couple beers.
Out in the bus.
Courtesy of Hoyt Axton.
I love it. So, okay, well, let's give this one a try.
It was Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rode out west where the wild sun sets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. If that cat could talk, what a tale he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Up Conway, there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eye. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. Now the dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coke through a century note and he swore that Boone would die. Now the stage was set when the lights went out. There was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran from the bar that door and one laid on the ground. If that cat could talk, what a tale he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. The cat was cool and they never said a mumbling word. Yes. Two shadows ran from the bar that night and the dog and the cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck,
as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Hey, hey, hey. If that cat could talk, what a tale he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. If that cat could talk, what a tale he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. The cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word.
All right, that is Duane Werner. Very nice, Duane. This is WPCA Radio, Trigger Happy Memories, and we have a new guest, Duane. We're so glad you made it up here, and we're going to do some more music, but I want to tell a couple more stories as we go along here, too. We brought up a little bit about the Roberts Bobtown. It's every Monday night. You guys do a little jam there,
Yeah, there's an open mic thing
there.
Okay,
sure.
And there's usually anywhere from 6 to 12 musicians show up, and everybody gets to do 3 or 4 songs.
Okay.
And at the very end, about half of them get together for 2 or 3 songs.
Sure.
So, and it goes from 6 until 9.
And there's a core of musicians that back up these people, or
nope.
Just anyone that comes in and plays a little bit?
Don't we just, some of us back up each other. Some people want to be up there solo all by themselves.
Okay, sure.
So it's whatever you want to do and whoever sure. You can get to play with you if you want to. But now, I don't think there'll be one this next Monday night because it's the day before the holiday.
Okay, sure, yeah.
But then it should resume again the following Monday.
Well, I'm going to try to get over there. I talked to Bill Ganotzik, of course, is one of your musical partners.
Yep.
And he had asked me about coming over sometime, too, but it's in Roberts, yeah. And
it's the old Bobtown Brewery, but they don't brew beer there anymore, so now it's called the Bobtown Bar and Grill.
Okay.
Because the brewery moved out to the cities when they sold the place.
Oh, okay.
New owners took over in the last year.
Okay, so that's not a brewery anymore.
Not a brewery there anymore.
Sure, okay. They still have a beer, though.
They still have beer.
Okay. That's, yes.
If you lose your beer, you lose your friends.
That's the way it goes. Yes. And we mentioned earlier you played with John Turkelson from the Woodville area and some of the other groups that you played with through the years.
Well, I started almost 50 years ago with John Turkelson. That was the first professional band I was in. Then I went on the road driving truck for a while, and I came back. I played with some guys from down by Elmwood. Went by the original Replicas.
Okay, I remember that. Yep.
Yeah, and played with Bill Ganatzig and Lonnie Hamilton a couple times in the last few years since we got together at Bobtown there.
Okay.
And filled in for lots of other bands over the years in between. And sometimes play a few. Sometimes you think you're going to start a band and you play a few times and things don't work out, and sometimes they work out pretty good.
Yeah. Well, and when you took over with Bill, you replaced Denny Thorson.
Yes.
And Denny is a legend, and Denny's been on our show a couple times, too. I know Denny real well, but...
I haven't listened to all of the things in your archives, which I just found out about recently, and I think that's really neat, but I have listened to a few, and there's a bunch of names in there of people I know and people that I have played with over the years, so it'll be nice to say, hey, I heard you on the radio, even if it was in the archives.
You're right, yep. So let's do another song, and we'll come back with some more stories here. What you got in mind there, Duane?
Well, let's do Roger Miller.
All right.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing brooms buys a 8x12 4-bit broom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road, third boxcar midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine, old worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Thank you. I know every engineer on every train, and all of their children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing brooms buys an 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Yes, I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road.
Very nice. Yes, that is Dwayne Werner. This is WPCA Radio 93.1 out of Amory, Wisconsin, and this is Trigger Happy Memories, and we are glad to be here. Dwayne, we go back about 50 years, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, I remember we talked about it a little bit before the show, but we went down to, it was a group of us, probably some of that Nap Gang, to see the Statler Brothers down in Chippewa Falls at the...
Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Exactly, yeah, and you and your brother had some shirts on. Those who know the Statler Brothers very well, they had a thing called the Roadhog and the Cadillac Cowboys.
Right.
And it was a spoof of an old radio show.
Yep.
It was very, very funny. Anyhow, you tell the story.
We had a couple T-shirts made up. One of the sponsors was Burford's Barbershop.
Yep.
So my brother had a T-shirt that said, "Get Clipped, K-L-I-P-T, at Burford's." And then the place where they played their dance every Saturday night was Moose Lodge Number 13 in Hogan County.
Yep,
so I had a T-shirt that said that. And we were walking there through the crowd, and one of the roadies or somebody said, "Hey, come here. You got to go up in the bus and do this." So we got to go up in the bus and model our T-shirts for the Statler Brothers gang.
I remember that, and I remember you come out and told us that, and I said, "Boy, that's pretty good. You know, that's fun."
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you were well received with that. And those guys were so good, and they had such obviously good sense of humor that they appreciated.
They totally appreciated that. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Oh man, and then something else that you do once in a while is there's an open mic down at Junior's in River Falls.
I've been there a couple times.
Yeah,
that's on a Wednesday night.
Okay,
and they have a band backing up there, and the personnel change a little bit. It's usually there's like a core of four or six people, and there's always three or four of that core there.
Yeah.
But then they back you up, and that's a nice place to play.
Sure.
They do a real good job there.
Well, my good friend Dan Wall saw you there a couple of months ago, and he goes there a lot. And matter of fact, he's with us tonight. Came up with me, but anyhow, he. He said, "Boy, there was this guy that got up kind of late at night." He says, "You got to get him on your radio show." I said, "Well, who is that?" He says, "Dwayne Werner." I said, "I know Dwayne." So here we are.
Yeah, and I met an old soccer board buddy there that night that was with Dan. That's David Gregg, who's retiring from the medical profession this week.
Oh.
So want to wish him well in his retirement.
Well, good.
And yeah. I hope he retires better than I do, because I suck at retirement. I still go back to work a day or two a week.
You know, I've been retired for a few years, and I just can't quite sit still yet. But
yep.
That's probably okay. Yes. Eddie, you were talking here last week. You'd went to Clear Lake. Chris Cruzy was playing down there.
Yep, I ran over there last Saturday night. Chris Cruzy was playing, and we ran over while the boys were setting the stuff up and listened for over an hour or so and checking out what was going on in Clear Lake at the Cheese Days. I told my buddy Doug that I was going to Clear Lake to Cheese Days. He goes, "Isn't every celebration in Wisconsin got something to do with cheese?"
That's true.
They sounded good. Just for the four of them, and it was interesting. I was talking to the drummer, and he says, "We're doing her straight tonight. No backing tracks or, because a lot of times in their in-ear monitors, they'll have, if it was a crazy thing on the original recording, they'll have some of that stuff going on too with the click track." Mm. And he goes, "We're not doing any of that tonight. So what you hear is what you get."
Wow. Yeah, of course.
It sounded great.
Ethan, your son, plays bass with him.
Yep.
And he's a very big part of the vocal or the harmonies
Yeah, he sings a lot of harmony with Chris.
Yeah, and Chris Kruse, of course, was a guest here a couple times. And those who maybe, I can't imagine you don't know who he is, but he was on The Voice a few years ago and took second place. Went to Hollywood and did very, very well with that. So it's pretty cool that we have a tie with him there. So.
Yeah.
Yes. Eddie, do you want to try your song there?
I'm getting brave. Yes. I was driving down the road and listening to Gene Shepherd do that her song about second fiddle to an old guitar, and I thought, you know, I think I might be able to do that. And I just thought, well, there's yodeling in the end of it. But I says, well, if you get the key pretty close, it actually works. So,
and like we said before, if the yodeling doesn't come off so well, what are you going to do, get a D minus?
Yeah, what are they going to do, give me D minus anyway. But yeah, listen, we're going to start off in the key of C, but when we yodel, we're going to the key of A for all those right at home that are playing along with us.
Okay.
So C, 2, 3, 4. Once we were so happy, you were my very own. Then you bought that guitar and ruined our happy home. You told me that you're gonna pick, you're gonna be a star. I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. You gaze at that guitar on your knee in a way that you never look at me. This love affair of yours has gone too far. I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. You say it wouldn't be long till you'd be number one, that we'd have lots of money and we'd have lots of fun. Well, all you've done is pick and grin and sing all peace of fire. I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. You gaze at that guitar on your knee in a way that you never look at me. This love affair of yours has gone too far. I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. I walked and preached and thought of you and tried most everything. If you keep a picking that old guitar, then I'm gonna sing.
That's nice work there, Eddie. That's a cool song.
Yeah.
Denny Thorson would be proud of you. Denny's a yodeler.
Yeah, he sure is. That yodeling polka he does still makes me laugh.
Oh, I know what that is. That's really good stuff. Yeah. I'm going to try one that something different for us here too. It's actually a song by Stevie Wonder. It is called "There's a Place in the Sun," and I've always liked the lyrics of the song. I think it's actually a song we could do in church, Eddie. It's got some inspirational things that because there's a place in the sun for everyone. My poor restless heart has got to run, and there's a place in the sun. So I just think it's got something cool going on here. So see if we can, if you can yodel, maybe I can get through this one. So maybe.
So give me two. So the key of G, 1, 2.
Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream. Moving on, moving on. Like a branch on a tree, I keep reaching to be free. Moving on, moving on. There's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart's gotta run.
there's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, gotta find me a place in the sun. Like an old dusty road, I get weary from the load. Moving on, moving on. Like this tired, troubled earth, I've been rolling since my birth. Moving on, moving on. There's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart's gotta run. There's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, gotta find me a place in the sun. Eddie, can you play a little bit of this? There's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart's gotta run. There's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, gotta find me a place in the sun.
We made it all the way through. Yeah, so that's a cool song. Stevie Wonder had that out years ago, and well, we could change it right now and say there's a place in the smoke. we've got Dwayne and I were talking too, between our eyes and our throats, this Canadian smoke, it's here.
Let's send it back to Canada.
I think it's the wind is going to start going that way, and let's put it back where it belongs. That's enough of have this smoke going on here. But you know something I got thinking about too, Eddie, that there's no commercials on this show. We're not going to try to sell you a garden hose that doesn't kink. You know, my neighbor bought one of those, and I went over to visit with him the other day. He was too busy to talk as he was untangling his garden hose. So, but anyhow, we have such nice people that pledge money so we can do this show and all the other great shows on this radio station. We'll talk about that just a little bit later, but We do appreciate all the help we get from everybody, and that's what the celebration was about here last week too.
Yep, and the business and the underwriters, and hopefully we can get a few more. And
yeah, it keeps growing every year, and we just want more people to know about it. And of course, you can go on the internet and listen to us. Fortunately, we've got listeners in Arizona, in Montana, in Houston, Texas, and over in the Twin Cities area. We got quite a few followers there too, but. Anyhow, we got Dwayne Warner with us, and we're so glad you're here, Dwayne. It's fun to go back talking about people like John Peterson and Chester and whatever. But we want to have you do another song, but I want you to, well, let's do a song. I just want to ask you some of your favorite memories about music. You can think about that, but
okay.
And then let's do a song, and you just give some thought about some of your favorite memories about musical things or whatever, I guess.
Well, I guess I could start with one.
Sure.
When I was a kid, like I said, my older brother milked cows for a little while. Then he moved to a different farm and took his cows with him. And my dad always raised beef cattle. But he'd always listen to KTCR radio.
Oh, sure.
In the barn. He wanted the country music. And my sister would have to help wash the bulk tank and milkers and stuff. She listened to KDWB. So they're both AM stations, so a lot of my childhood is listening to one station or the other.
Sure. And I think one, they were both
663 for KWB and 690 for KTCR.
That's right. I do. So, yes.
Yep.
It's a sad deal, too, on some of these brand new cars. They're not putting AM radios in them anymore.
No.
Isn't that something?
They're trying to.
They just changed that.
They did change? They're going to put them back in. Good.
Great.
Yeah.
Because I got to try to get WSM on the way home some nights playing. To,
you know, once in a while you can get that if that's certain. Yeah. It's a clear station, and WCCO is a clear station. They can, you know, on a clear night, they can get it out in the West Coast. But anyhow, yeah, well, that's a good story, Duane.
Let's do a Buck Owens tune called Act Naturally in D. They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. They're gonna make a film about a man who's sad and lonely. All I gotta do is act naturally. They're gonna make a film about a man who's sad and lonely, begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing, 'cause all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movies are gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. I hope you come and see me in the movies. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movies are gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come and see me in the movies. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Yes, all I gotta do is act naturally.
Very good, that's Duane Werner. Harris. Nice job. That's a We used to do that song a lot. Yeah, that's a good song.
That's a good song. Yeah. Buck had a lot of good songs
yes,
out
he
back
did.
Then.
Yeah, and the writer on that was Russell. I'm trying to think if that was his first name or his last name.
Leon Russell?
No.
Was it Bobby?
No, I'll think of it. But anyhow, yeah, good
well,
song.
Let's see. No, I don't have it listed. I don't have it noted on my list. So
Johnny Russell.
Okay.
Johnny Russell, yep. Yeah, he wrote that song, but... Yeah, you were talking a little bit that about once a year you'd get your brother Dennis to come out and do a little music.
Yeah, it was just about twice a year there's a group of musicians from down around River Falls and Martell and Spring Valley that put on a free show at the old church there, which is the town hall.
Okay.
And they get about 8 or 10 different acts that each do about 15, 20 minutes worth, and a bunch of people get around there, and they have a few little snacks during the time. But that was just last weekend that was on.
Oh, okay.
But he couldn't make it this year, but he's been there a few other years for that show.
And John Turkelson would do that with you guys
yep.
too?
Yep, John and I played a few songs there the other day on Sunday afternoon.
Sure, yeah.
Bill played a couple songs there, and Fred Pierce, he's a finger picker guitar, and he does an awesome job, but... He just goes to a few places. He doesn't want to go out and do a lot of things.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Well, nice. Do you have a favorite singer or a favorite song at all?
Well, Waylon Jennings is probably my favorite
singer
over the years. I don't have any of his songs prepared for tonight, but we could hit one cold maybe, but...
Well, we can always do that. We'll see. Yeah,
we'll see what we get for time.
Sure, absolutely.
And, but I liked him a lot, and did a lot of his songs over the years, and sure. a lot of the outlaw country, but also, like, you know, the Buck Owens was the Bakersfield sound, mm-hmm. and Merle Haggard, and they all had a lot of good songs out there. There were some great sounds out of Nashville too. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know. That's I read Buck Owens' book, and it's an amazing book. It tells about the Bakersfield thing and some of the, you know, little squabbles between there and Nashville. He didn't want that big sound with the orchestra and all the strings and he just wanted that raw Telecaster, you know, yep. one harmony voice behind him. And
like Eddie was talking about going back to no soundtracks and going just pure natural sound. That's what
sure.
he wanted.
Yep. Yeah. The book is, if you get a chance to read it, it's a really
I'll have to look for that.
Really good book. Yeah.
I was trying to remember Dwayne too. What was that? On that Monday night when I came down to see you guys, you did was it a Hank Snow song? That was a dandy too, and I can't remember which one it was. I got you thinking.
You got me thinking. Let me think for a little bit.
Okay, think about that.
Maybe I can even look it up.
Well, maybe you can do it. Yes, we might have time for some more music there with you too. But we're going to probably say hello to some folks here, Eddie. I guess. We usually do, Dwayne, we invite you to say hello too. We've got a nice list of listeners, and we can't list them all. We're so fortunate. It keeps growing, and we're so grateful that people tune into us. And of course, the archives we talked about, you can go back to the website for WPCA Radio website, find Trigger Happy Memories, and you can look through all the shows that we've done and pick out something you like to listen to. And so that's been a big asset to this whole thing we've been doing. But anyhow, I'm going to say hello first to my wife, Debbie, and then to Uncle Bob. We just saw him on Monday, and that was good to see.
Yeah, I think he had fun with that big band there playing for him.
Well, and he called me yesterday, Eddie, and he said to tell everybody thank you again. He said it made his whole week. He said, he's just floating after that. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. But Jim Bjorkman is out in Sunburst, Montana, and he's a faithful listener. Nick and Diane out in Santan Valley, congratulations, they're new grandparents, and they're friends of ours. When we go to Arizona, we are neighbors to them. Gary McIntyre, happy birthday, Gary. He's getting to the age now, Eddie, he's getting so old he can brag about his age. He used to try to kind of, you know, hold it down, and now he's bragging about his age, so that's a good thing, Gary. He's very active. Renee Butler, Judith Jorgensen Hansen, we saw her twice in 2 weeks. She came out to see us. And Tom Klinger, Gary Lubick, Putz, he was on did a Nashville tour, was there with his wife and another couple. Scott Nash is tuned in here. Tom and Connie Bow from St. Cloud, Minnesota, and we'll be back together with them in Arizona this winter. Dan and Beth Wall. And again, I mentioned earlier, we saw Greg Lane and Clarion here at the party. Eddie, I know you always say hello to them, but I'm so grateful that those guys do tune us in. They make a pretty regular practice I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. Shirley Halliburton, Gino Hansen, he's the town chairman of Warren, and I'm sorry about the loss of your dad. Had just passed away, Gino, and you have our sympathy in that. So, and with that, I'm going to shut up and turn it over to somebody else.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, say hi to my cousin Char in the truck and my wife Joanne, our neighbors Al and Ann. A lot of their family listens to us. I've got to say hi to Darlene and the boys. I'm actually going to be up in Harris, Michigan this weekend playing some music with Darlene at the Island Resort Casino. And Brian Jevning, and want to say hi to Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, and Denny Marion, another great steel player from down by Chippewa. He tunes us in a lot too. And He likes this little black single neck that I got. He says you got something going on with that steel. He says,
nice.
So, but yeah. Hi to the Seawells, and that's about all I got. So,
yeah, and yeah. Greg Wheeler, we mentioned he was with us on Monday, and he reached out to me yesterday too, and just said thanks that he got to come in and crash the party. We were so glad to see him show up. So, yeah, Dwayne, you got some folks you want to?
Well, I'd say hi to my wife, and I think my kids will be listening.
Okay.
One of them in La Crosse and one of them in Prescott. And my sister and all the friends of hers, there's a group that comes up to Bobtown just about every week. There's half a dozen ladies and three or four guys, and they're all retirees, and they usually show up there for at least a little while on Monday night.
Nice.
So they have it's one of the times they get out. That's one of their things they get out to do for a little social activity.
Well, that's great. Yeah. So, okay, good. Did you find that Hank Snow song?
Yeah, I did.
You want to do it?
Oh, well, we certainly could.
And you've got another one we're going to do besides, but
we could. So, I think it was Hello Love.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
We did not rehearse this,
and that's in the key of C.
That's three up from the big end there, Eddie.
Well, look who's coming through that door. I think we've met somewhere before. Hello, love. Hello, love. Where in the world have you been so long? I've missed you so since you've been gone. Hello, love. Hello, love. Make yourself feel right at home. I hope you plan on staying long. Come in, love. Come in, love. I must say I was sure surprised. You're the last thing I expected by. Hello, love. Hello, love. I've heard it said time and again, you often go back where you've been. I really didn't believe it was true, but I left the door unlocked for you. I'll try to please you in every way, assure you of a pleasant stay. This time, love. This time, love. I've been so blue since you've been gone. Now you're back with me and nothing's wrong. Hello, love. Hello, love. Heard it said time and again, you often go back where you've been. I really didn't believe it was true, but I left the door unlocked for you. And it's wonderful now you're back with me, and things are like they used to be. Remember, love. Remember, love. You're back with me now, and my world's complete. So don't mind me if I repeat. Hello, love. Hello, love. Hello, love.
All right, nice song. Yeah. Hank Snow did that.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
You bet.
My brother John used to sing that years ago with us at the Country Dam.
So okay.
It's maybe where you heard
it. Or on KTCR.
Yeah. That guitar you're playing, you told me a little story about that. Can you share that with us?
Yeah. It started out back when I was driving truck. I was out in Oregon one time, or Idaho, Oregon, I believe it was. And I pulled into this truck stop for supper, and another truck pulled up right beside me. And we walked in and sat down at the counter and started talking, and we started talking about music. And he actually was building guitars.
Hmm.
And this was 40-some years ago. But then he got pretty busy at work over the next 20 years, but after he retired, he started building guitars again, and now he builds three or four of them a year, and he built this one in 2008, and I went out there and visited them. We kept in touch over the years.
We
called each other up a lot. And
he was located where?
Hermiston, Oregon.
Okay, Oregon, yep.
That's right out straight south of Spokane.
Okay.
And went out there and picked up this guitar a couple of years ago.
Wow, so, nice guitar.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's a nice one. I like it.
Yeah, and you had a Martin, and you said you liked this one better.
I like this one better. So I wasn't playing the Martin anymore, so I got
you don't need
traded
to.
That in on something else.
Sure, yes.
You can't ever lose a guitar. You always have to trade one in. my wife will agree to that.
Have you ever written any songs, Dwayne?
Oh, I've tried my hand a time or two. Never sat down and did it seriously long enough to where I could work out the trouble spots, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother and I we used to rewrite words to songs all the time, make up our own words to this melody.
We probably can't share some of those.
Some of those we wouldn't want to share. No.
No. No. Sure. Yeah.
I think Homer and Jethro made a lifetime of that, changing the words to songs.
They made a living.
They did. And Weird Al.
Yes, this is another good one. Yeah. So. Yes.
We should have Duane sing that Sugar Moon.
Yeah,
that's a dandy.
For sure. Yep.
This is a Bob Wills tune from 1947, written by Cindy Walker and Bob Wills. It's called Sugar Moon. When it's sugar cane time, long around about June, I'll be walking with my sugar neath that old sugar moon. All the loving I've missed, I'll be getting it soon. I'll be getting it from my sugar neath that old sugar moon. I can see her right now. She'll get the calendar down and draw a circle around the day we're altar bound. In the sugar cane time, long around about June, I'll be walking with my sugar neath that old sugar moon. See her right now. She'll get the calendar down and draw a circle around the day we're altar bound. When it's sugar cane time, long around about June, I'll be walking with my sugar neath that old sugar moon. I'll be walking with my sugar neath that old sugar moon.
Very nice. That's Duane Warner here with WPCA Radio 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories. Yes, this has really been fun, Duane.
This has been a great day, great time.
Yeah, it's just good to get together again and bring up some good old stories about you walking into the Statler Brothers bus.
And drinking beer on Hoyt's bus. I must like tour buses or something.
Yeah, somehow you you're kind of gutsy that way. You just go and do that, and you get away with it, too.
I know John Lynch, he does a lot of those road hog lines, and I'm playing with them guys and the Barn Boys down in Menominee, Eau Claire. He's got that voice just like...
that is such funny stuff, too.
Well, there's one place on that one album recording of theirs where they're playing at a dance, and they're doing a square dance in it. There's a fight, so they start with a square dance to break up the fight, and then go to change partners, and they start fighting again.
Yep.
And I was playing that, it was a cassette tape at that time. I was visiting a friend who was going to school at Menominee, in the dorms there, and his roommate had a real nice stereo system, and people came running down the hall. They thought somebody fell out the window or something. It sounded so real.
Oh, it's hilarious. I was watching something on YouTube with Don Reed. They were interviewing him, and... asking him different questions like, did you ever go hunting? And he says, once. I just didn't like it. And they said, what's probably the most embarrassing thing ever happened to you on stage? He says, forgetting the lyrics of a song. And it's a song that me and Harold probably wrote. And he said, I just, it's a horrible feeling. And I've been there. We've all been there. But he said, it was bad enough I forgot the words. But he says, Harold would stop the whole show and say, what's the matter with you? You wrote that song, didn't you? And you don't know the words? He said, you just embarrass me even worse than before. So, Eddie, do you want to try playing a little something on your steel before we get out of here? I'm just going to ask Duane a couple more questions, but why don't you think about something?
Okay.
We talked about different instruments. You played bass, I know, quite a bit.
Yep.
With
the Short Brothers for about 8 years.
Okay.
And then off and on after that,
Sure.
I played bass with the original Replicas for several years. Filled in with other bands here and there a few times, and been playing either rhythm or bass or mandolin now with the Bobtown Boys.
Okay. So sure.
It's been a lot of instruments over the years. Got a basement full of stuff.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, that's.
I think it breeds down there because it looks like there's more there every time I go downstairs.
Yes. Oh man. So Eddie, you're gonna do a little instrumental. And we're gonna
we'll try a little bit of Bud's Bounce here in the key of E.
Okay.
We'll do this for Denny Marion. We tune because we care, right, Mike?
Right. I got a new guitar here, and it's still stretching on me, so...
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, there's something out. You go ahead and start.
That's what you call live radio,
yeah,
folks.
This is the real thing, folks.
Two, three. Two, three, four, one.
Bud's Bounce, yes. We're winding down here. We just, again, we've had Duane Warner with us. Would you come back, Duane?
This oh, is, yes, I would. This has been a lot of fun.
It sure has. We really enjoyed it. And we want to say, of course, a thank you to you and Bob Zonk and Luann. And to all the supporters and listeners, like I mentioned earlier, you can pledge to this radio. Now, that's a commercial. I'm doing a commercial now, aren't I?
No, we don't do commercials.
We don't
on
do commercials.
Community radio.
Okay. But, yeah, seriously, you can pledge money to the radio station, and it's very much appreciated, large or small, whatever. But they get some great news, and the obituaries, they got it all here. It's old-fashioned radio, so we invite you to do that. Duane, you got some jobs coming up here soon? Or
I've got... a couple things coming up. I'm also been playing the last several years backing up acoustic guitar for fiddle contests.
Oh.
And I got a couple of them coming up in the next couple months.
Okay.
And this last week was pretty crazy. I had about four or five times in the last week. Now it's kind of calmed down for
sure.
A few weeks.
Okay.
But then around 6 weeks from now there'll be a couple fiddle contests and probably a nursing home or two. And
sure. Yep. Well, that's the way it goes. Yeah. So, yep. And we're going to be in Richmond July 15th for the celebration in Richmond out to the Legion. And get some other things coming up here, too. But anyway, just want to thank everybody for tuning in. And we'll be back next week. It would be one of our rebroadcasts. But invite you to tune us in again here. So
thanks again, Duane.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
You bet.